Hello there, my friend. Welcome to another audio demo. This one involving hotspot clicker and object browsing. And we did this a few months back, and it got posted in mono, which was unfortunate because it needs to be a stereo file. And this one, by golly, is. And you'll want to have your headphones handy. And when you do that, you'll want to know that this is what I perceive to be your left ear. And that's your right one over there. And the reason for that is that we have stereo sound effects that only make sense when you have things turned around right. So if I'm wrong, at least you'll know you'll know how I'm wrong. So you can be wrong, too, and we can together be right. Now, we're not trying to emulate a video game here exactly, but trying to provide useful information. I don't know about you, but anything that conveys to me a series of words but does it in a fraction of the time is good. The less jabbity I have to listen to, the more relaxed my brain is. So give me a little sound that represents a sentence, and I'll call it an icon, even though it's really an earcon, and life will be good. I'll be less stressed out, and we'll all be happier. All right, let's demonstrate this. I am in Notepad, which is my favorite place to play around just because of its simplicity. And I've got Hotspot Clicker connected up to that. And we're going to buzz in here and browse some MSAA objects. And what those are just basically they're things in your computer that represent controls. Often they represent something on screen, not always. Sometimes there is an object in the system but is currently off screen, and you can still get to it and find out things about it. And that would mean read text that it might be displaying or tell it to perform its action, do a left click there, or some such thing as that. So it's another way to look at the system as opposed to windows on screen. You can think of these little logical objects in the middle of your computer that aren't physical. And they are connected to one another through peer relationships, like if you're an object X, you can have a prior object and you can have a next object. All of these being at the same peer level as you are. And all of you have a parent. In fact, all of you on your peer level have a common parent. And each of you has a first child, maybe. So that's the structure. And we will navigate it with the left, right, up, and down arrows. Left and right go between peer levels. And up goes to the parent, down arrow goes to the first child. Well, that's all implemented in a keyboard layer, which means you have to press a key to activate it. When you do that, it makes that sound. And now the keyboard is redefined, and we can do whatever we want in here. Standard JAWS keys don't apply. There are a lot of keys in this layer that are not defined, and if you press one of them, it drops back out of the layer and makes that sound. So you have these sounders in. Out, in, out. Can you dig it? Okay. Well, let's go in here and see what we can find. Using the up and down, left, right arrow keys. There's nothing. So if I go left, bingo. If I go right, bingo. And it says there's nothing there. And that is because we don't currently have a browsing object established. When you come in here, you'd say, well, gee, why doesn't it just set that to the object with focus and let me get started? And sometimes that is what you want, and there's an option in here to make it do that. But there are other times when you want to park this on an object someplace, leave this mode, do something else, and then come back into this mode and have it operate on that same object that you had parked a while ago. Well, that's the way we currently are, but we do have a hotkey for getting the object with focus.
Editable text, no keyboard shortcut.
And that's indeed what that is. What it is editable text. Editable? I'm going to leave the layer for a second here and type in some text into that.
Hello, Zero.
Hello, Zero. Hello to you. And go back into the layer. And now we can look at this object again.
Hello, Zero. Editable text. No keyboard shortcut.
Okay. So you heard the little Polaroid camera sounder, and that means that this is the object with focus, and you'd say, well, I knew that, I pressed that hotkey. But if you browse around in here, and then eventually find your way back to this object, that would remind you that, hey, that's where focus is. So that's always watching there for you. All right. Well, now that we've got this object, it said several things about it. I think it said the contents and
No keyboard shortcut. Row 71, column 8.
Keyboard shortcut. No keyboard shortcut, that sort of stuff. We have keys on the numbers row that can query the object for various aspects.
Name blank.
So you can tell that that's blank. And
description blank.
The description's blank as well. So, and that happens a lot in these objects where they're only partially filled in, and it's disappointing, but that's the way it is. But sometimes you do find useful things.
Value hello zero. Default action blank.
Yeah, and if you do a default action on it, every object seems to, well, a lot of objects anyway, seem to have a default action. And that just says it's going to do some action, press a button or close something or whatever. This one isn't going to do anything. So no point.
Roll editable text.
That's what it is. So I'm pressing just these various number row keys.
State focused, focusable, protected, valid. Row 71, column 83.
Yeah, so that's that. That's where it is. And if I double-click that...
This object is 572 yep. pixels wide and 354 pixels high with the top...
So yeah, that's the general gist of where it sits and how big it is.
No keyboard shortcut. Sounds enabled.
Oh, the rest of the items on the numbers row here are basically controls that toggle the behavior of this utility. And you press them once to find out what it is and double-click it to change it.
No filtering disabled. Focus tracking disabled. Mouse restricted to object.
Well, what are these things?
Sounds enabled.
Well, that's the sound effects I'm going to show you. And if I don't like them, I can...
Sounds disabled.
But I do like them, so...
Sounds enabled.
I double-clicked it again.
Node filtering disabled.
Node filtering has to do with throwing away objects that are, completely useless. They have no information, they have no action, we don't know what they're for. And it just will simplify your crawling experience here as you do that. Sometimes you want to know about all that, and sometimes it's just a nuisance. So you get an option.
Focus tracking disabled.
Focus tracking means that as you operate your app and the focus moves around, this thing will automatically grab a hold of the object with focus. And as you see, we don't have it on.
Mouse restricted to object.
That we'll find out about it in a second, but it's for mousing around inside the object. And that has to do with whether or not it will keep you inside or not. Yeah. So, we can arrow around here then. That's just the document window in Notepad. If I right arrow, let's see, what happens if I left arrow? Nobody over there? Okay. Right arrow?
Vertical. Use to change the vertical viewing area. Zero. Scroll bar.
Well, that's a scroll bar, and it's got these rattly noises, doesn't it?
Vertical. Use to change the...
That means that it has what they call simple elements, and we have hotkeys to query those.
Line up. Move the vertical position of
and
one
here's
line.
What
push
they
button,
are.
Press.
Bunch of push buttons.
Page up. Move the vertical position of a couple of lines. Push button. Press. Position indicates the current vertical position and can be dragged to change it directly indicator.
So those that say push button pressed are just basically it's saying various attributes of the object automatically, and that's saying the type. We know it's a button. And the default action, which means to press the button. So there you go. And that's how those work. It's just you can do default action on these and press their buttons if you want, or you can skip it and go somewhere else. Whoops, there's nothing to the right, so we'll go back to the left. Oh, yeah, there's focus again. Okay, so that's back where we are. Up arrow.
Window.
That one says window, and it doesn't seem to have anything in it.
Name, blank. Description, blank. Value, blank. Default action, blank. Roll, window. State, focused, focusable, protected, valid.
Yeah, so what?
Row 69, column 81.
And if you get left and right? Nah, no neighbors on either side. Just... Apparently a useless window. It plays some important role in the program, I'm sure, but doesn't seem to bring anything to our party. We don't really know what that is or what it's for, and this is an example of what node filtering would throw away. So if I go on up here, just to show you for a second,
untitled notepad client.
I'm going to go to that client window right there, so that I don't want to be there. Let's go down.
Window.
And...
123,456.
Down again, so down again, and now we're back to focus. So two levels up is something we really want to land on. One level up is something we'd like to ignore. So let's find the node tracking thing here.
Sounds enabled. Node filtering disabled.
Yeah, okay.
Node filtering enabled.
And up arrow now.
Untitled notepad client.
I went to that client directly, meaning we skipped that little connector. So that's what that's for, but I'll take it off for now.
No filtering disabled.
Just because I'm not in a hurry. Okay, What other noises got made here?
Untitled notepad, client, no keyboard shortcut.
The click on the left meant that there are objects to the left, so it's worth going that direction. But there wasn't anything on the right, so you might suspect that if you push right arrow, that's what would happen. Well, let's go that way.
Application contains commands to manipulate the current viewer document menu bar alt.
Well, hey, now we're into the menu stuff, and it's got a couple of interesting sounds. The little drum sound means that there are children. What, tribal? Tribal drum noises? I don't know. You make it up. Mnemonics is just a weird thing. And so you can go down arrow, and you can get into those children if you like, or you can use the keys to explore the little items, the little simple elements. Left arrow again.
Display the name of the window and
that one just has elements.
System contains commands to manipulate
that,
menu.
That has children and elements. Whoops, that's the end of that.
Display the name. Application contains commands to manipulate the current.
So that's just arrowing left and right across there. Well, so what about this? Can I find my way to the open button and click it?
Untitled notepad client. Application contains commands to manipulate. File menu item open. Alt F. New default action. Menu. File menu. New control N. File window. File pop-up menu. File window. File pop-up menu. New control N. Menu item open. Control O. Menu item execute O.
Here it is.
New default action. Leaving menus. Notepad dialog. The text in the untitled file has changed. Do you want to save the changes? Yes button. Alt plus Y.
So that, we just did that all through objects. And it took me longer than it should have because I didn't know the way. So anyway, but you can do it. You can basically use it as a screen reader if you want. But of course, the point is that that's not its intended purpose. And it's really not wired up to do that because it doesn't stay active as you move around your computer. Hotspot Clicker is aimed at a particular application. And you can connect it to as many apps as you want. But the point is, it doesn't remain active as you move around your computer to unconnected apps, where a screen reader obviously would need to do that. But anyway, it's something to play with. Well, let's say that I left a layer, and I want to open this open dialog here. Okay, I did that.
TXT zero items.
And it's got this star.txt here populated already in the file name edit box.
File name, TXT, editable text, keyboard shortcut, Alt-N.
Ah, yeah, I forgot about the keyboard shortcut. You can do Alt-N to put focus there. How about that? Probably been told that a million times. All right, let's start the mouse exploration thing. First off,
mouse restricted to object.
I'm going to unrestrict that.
Mouse not restricted.
And we'll start the monitor.
Starting mouse monitor, mouse cursor is active.
And now HSC is watching for me to go inside and outside of this object. As I move the mouse around, and I can do Alt, Shift, left, right, up, and down arrow, and move the mouse around, and I'm parked at the top left corner of this object. If I go to the left...
Great, one to eight.
Well, let's see. You hear the clicking on the left? That says that we are left of the object, and that 128 number was the color number.
White, two,
and, oh yeah, that's white.
White, 255.
So those things, those color numbers are useful to you when you're doing hotspots, but at the moment we don't care, so how do I turn that off?
Beeps only, mouse color announced.
Yeah, okay. So now it'll just beep when color changes, and it'll tell me the number, so that'll be nice. Left here, let's take the mouse to the left again. You hear the color beeps? That means we crossed a color boundary. It changed. And now we're just to the left of the object, and I'll go up. Now you can hear two clicks. One in the middle, that means we are up and to the left from the object. I'll go to the right now. And now we're just above it. All right, I didn't get to the right end of this. I'm not sure how to do that. Let's see. Let's go to the next color change.
Move 308 pixels.
Oh, yeah, we went quite a few. We moved 308 pixels to find a different color. A big sea of white.
Gray 81, 212, 208.
No, it's a big sea of gray. Sorry about that. Now I'm going to go to the left and try to find this window.
Move 1 pixel. Move 1 pixel. Move 3 pixels.
A bunch of color change there. I went way past the end of it. There, we're into it. Okay, we found the corner. I'm above it. Going to the right. Now we're above and to the right. Now we're going down. Now we're just on the right, and here's some colored gibber. Now we're below it. And to the right. Okay, so let's go to the left. Now we're just below it, and we'll come up, cross a color border, and we're now inside the object again. How about that?
Huh? Set reference.
Yeah, that's nice. So anyway, I set a reference there, which is sort of handy, because as I use Alt-Shift-Left arrow to mouse away and go somewhere else, and then mouse up a little bit, let's say, and ask it about that.
Left 84, up 18.
That's how far I moved. So we can keep track of kind of where we are relative to other things. And the purpose of this mostly is just so you can explore outside of an object and keep track of where the darn thing is as you do that. To go back into the layer here, and let's say that I had
mouse restricted to object.
Turned that over that way, and now we start this monitor.
Starting mouse monitor. Jaws cursor is active.
What we'll find is this will restrict me to the object. If I'm again at the top left corner, if I alt left arrow, it's alt shift left arrow. It isn't like that. It throws me back to where I was. And since I'm at the corner, if I go up, I get another problem on the top side. But we can go down a few pixels. Oop, there's the bottom. That's a very narrow object, isn't it? There's the bottom. There's the top.
Move 24 pixels.
And I just moved to the next color thing to the right. Looks like we got some text in there. And we don't care about it, so we'll skip past it.
Move 177 pixels.
Yep. Oh, there's the right edge. Okay, so what we did is move to the next color change, and that happened to be the box edge itself. And so we're inside, comfortably inside the object, mousing around. Well, let's abandon that and do something interesting. Let's make a hotspot that actually uses one of these. And just as an arbitrary exercise, let's say that I like to work in my text editor, and I'm doing whatever, and I've got the line input toggled on. It's unmuted, and stuff is coming into my speakers, and I decide I don't want that anymore. To quickly get rid of that, it'd be nice to have a hotspot in my text editor that buzzed over to the volume control applet and twiddled the mute and didn't mess with my focus in my text editor.
Desktop.
Well, to make that happen, we need
volume control 67 of 70.
Volume control to be running.
Playback control dialog. Playback control balance volume.
The way I'm doing it, we will have to do this. There are other ways of doing this, but it wouldn't demonstrate a hotspot, so we won't do it that way.
Jaws.
Okay,
Jaws.
The other thing I need is
document one.
My little text editor, TextPad, is what I use, and it's an old program. Works really good, but it doesn't play really nice with objects. It has a bunch of. It's one of the worst at having blank objects. And I'm in here, and I wanted to find this hotspot. But the first thing I need to do, since I have the volume control open and TextPad open, first thing I need to do is to navigate from TextPad over to the control inside the volume control using my little object nav thing here I had.
Client, no keyboard shortcut.
So, see, it says client and no keyboard shortcut and everything's blank.
Name, blank.
So we're going to just up arrow a few times and look for the desktop, which is the kind of the top object in your system.
Window, client, window. Document 1, client, document 1, window.
A bunch of TextPad stuff.
Workspace, client, workspace, window. TextPad, document 1, client, TextPad, document 1, window. Desktop, client.
There it is. Okay, so that's good. We heard a lot of left and righters on the way, and we could have arrowed over there, but we didn't care. We stayed focused. Now, I'm at the desktop. I need to go down inside the desktop, one down arrow.
Window.
And arrow across here looking for the volume control.
Playback control, window.
That's it. Okay. Down into that.
System contains commands to manipulate the window. Menu bar, alt space.
Right arrow across here.
Display the name. Application contains commands to manipulate. Playback control dialog.
Yeah, right. I've done this before, and I think I know that's where that is. So,
window.
I went down into that, and now I have to go across here. I have to go across a bunch. And I'm going to get rid of the sound effects.
Sounds enabled. Sounds disabled.
So you don't have to listen to that all the way across. I'm going to arrow across here, and it's going to take a while.
Window, playback, ballot, volley, playback control. Window, seat, ballot, volley, seat, seat, mute, window, midi, ballot, volley, midi, ballot,
looking
window.
For line in.
Midi, mute, window, mic, ballot, volume, with mic, microphone, mute, attack, window, line in, ballot, volley, line in, volume, window, mute, all M, mute, checkbox, check, subject, all M.
Oh, boy. What a journey, huh? I did that just so it would engender the desire for a search utility. Did it work? Well, we've got one. If you go back to this...
playback control dialog, no keyboard shortcut.
Yeah, we'll go back to the playback control dialog and dive down into it so that...
window.
Now we're at the layer I just searched, where I just went across and across and across. Let's do a find.
Dialog, find object, edit.
That left the layer, and now I'm going to type in line-in, and I just happen to know that it's spelled that way, and that's kind of convenient, isn't it? And this will search across the current layer. This search doesn't go down into the various sublayers or the subordinate levels of the hierarchy and dig around and looking for something. I might make it do that at some point. But that gets a little strange when it talks about search for next and search for prior when you do that. So there are just problems about that as to exactly which one you'll find when there are multiple occurrences when you go digging down like that. So I have chosen not to do that at the moment, and it just searches across the current peer level. Let's go find it.
Find it, window, edit.
Yep, found one. Okay, now I'm not in the layer anymore because of my edit box there, so and nothing I can do about that. I need to go back in here. And F3 will search forward, and Shift F3 shifts backwards, so backward you don't find anything. Forward, we're on one.
Line balance, window. Line balance, window.
There's another one. I'm pushing F3.
Line volume, window.
It's finding them. Oops, that's the last one. And I think one more to the right here.
Mute, window, all M. Mute, checkbox, check, subject, all M.
Is the mute that I was looking at. Okay, so that's a tad more convenient, isn't it? Okay, we have found this thing.
Mute, checkbox, check, subject, keyboard shortcut, all M.
And what did it say about this?
Keyboard shortcut, all M.
Yeah, I'll be darned. So you got a little hotkey for that.
Row 241, column 560, state checked, protected, valid.
It's checked right now, and what's its role?
Role, checkbox.
Okay, and its default action?
Default action, unchecked.
Would be to uncheck. I mean, that's just because it is checked right now. And if I uncheck it, how do I do that? Run the default action.
Do default action.
It works.
Default action, check.
And now the default action is to check it, because it's no longer checked.
Do default action.
And so now it would be uncheck again, huh?
Default action, uncheck. State checked, protected, valid.
Yep, says it's checked. So that's good. We got the control we want. And now to define the hotspot to go along with it. And we haven't left TextPad. You know, we're still focused in TextPad, even though we're actually over-operating the volume control. So that's important to know, because if I press the A key to leave the layer and start the wizard, it's going to define the hotspot in the application that currently has focus. And you might have forgotten that you're actually in TextPad. And, if you moved elsewhere, you just change your target. So don't do that. A key?
Starting the wizard. TextPad. Position mode. TextPad. Document 1. Dialog.
Okay, so we're in here.
Absolute screen coordinates.
It's asking me how I would like to identify the location for this hotspot.
Application relative.
Usually it says that, but what we really want is...
Set focus. Current mouse position. Object activation.
Yeah, we want that.
Confirm dialog. Assigning the hotspot to the following object. Use the buttons to confirm or cancel. Name, mute, description, blank, role, checkbox, default action, uncheck, yes button, alt plus Y.
Okay, that's the guy I want. So it's just describing it.
First object, attribute to speak, dialog, list box, none.
Well, we can speak various attributes of the object. I think 3 or 4 of them. And to choose from, the list is...
Name, description, value, enclosed text, check, uncheck.
Well, hey, check, uncheck, that sounds right, doesn't it? Well, it does, but we don't want to speak it until we've actually performed the action, and then we want it to speak the new state. So if we spoke it now, it would speak the prior state, and we don't want that.
First object, attribute to speak. None.
So we'll do that.
Choose how to activate this object. Dialog, list box, no action.
Well, if you're just going to read stuff, you'd say no action, but we're going to actually activate this thing and make it do stuff, so...
Do default action, unchecked.
What do you got in here, though? That sounds right, but...
Set focus. Single left mouse click to top left corner. Double left mouse click to top left corner. Other mouse action or speak screen text.
I don't know what other mouse action is, but I think that means that you can define other kinds of control clicks and shift clicks and stuff like that. In case you get into a really double weird one, but what I think I want is that. And it says uncheck. Well, that doesn't mean that it's a checkbox. It's a bit confusing. What it's saying there is, I'm going to do the default action, and that, at the moment, would be to uncheck. But if we had come in here with it in the opposite state, it would obviously say check. And that doesn't mean that it's just going to change it to that state. It just means it's going to do whatever the default action is at the time when we run the spot. Well, anyway, let's take that.
JAWS dialogue, label dialogue, edit mute.
Let's call it something better. Line in mute.
Line in mute.
Okay, that's good.
Speed label, list box, yes.
I'll have it say that for now. Usually I don't, but we'll do that for testing.
Assign hotkey, dialogue, list box, yes.
Yeah, let's do that. Put a hotkey on it.
Document 1, press hotkey for spot line in mute.
Well, the beeping means it's waiting for me to press a hotkey, and if I don't, if you want to be amused, wait 30 seconds sometime when it's doing this, and just see what it says to you.
Got it.
All right. Done. I done it. I did it. I pressed a hotkey, and now we've got it. And now we're still in TextPad?
TextPad. Document 1.
Let's press it and see what happens.
Line of mute.
Ha!
Line of mute. Line of mute.
So that's happening, so that's good now. And we're not leaving TextPad at all. It's just that it's saying our label and not telling us the state of it, as though you couldn't tell. But if there was no audio, you wouldn't be sure. So let's find out how to do that. You do that by applying a post-processing function to this hotspot. So we got a hotkey for that here.
Choose a hotspot from set TextPad to which a post-processing function should be attached. Dialog, list box, line of mute equals control shift M.
And it remembers what it did last, so it graciously offers that, and I'll take it.
Document 1. Post-processing user functions for hotspot line and mute set TextPad dialog.
Well, there are a bunch of them in here. This is just a list of all of the functions that HSC supports and provides.
HSC decode hotspot color. HSC process vertical slider.
And there are a bunch of them, and we are looking for one in particular. It has to do with objects. Can I just type O?
Objects say checked.
Yeah, objects say checked. That's what I want. Say whether it's checked or unchecked.
Document 1.
Okay, we're back to the TextPad document, and now let's do Control Shift M and see if it says it.
Line of mute unchecked. Line of mute checked. Line of mute unchecked.
So that's groovy. One more thing I want to try.
Line of mute checked.
Let's minimize everything.
Folder view list view volume control.
Okay, we're on the desktop now.
My documents. Window list dialog. TextPad document 1 minimized. Document 1.
Go back to just to TextPad, and now, the volume control is running, but it's minimized. Let's see if it works now.
Line of mute unchecked. Line of mute checked. Line of mute unchecked.
It is, and it's not.
Line of mute.
It's not maximizing the volume control when it does that. So that's not hotspot clickers doing that, just the way that works. One last thing about hotkey help, in case you need a reminder. When you're in the layer, you used to be able to press shift plus slash, the question mark, and get hotkey help, but for some reason that doesn't work anymore, and I don't know why. So anyway, I moved it to F1, the more likely key anyway. And when you press that, it just starts talking at you.
HSC object layer hotkey help to explore the sound effects. Double-click the F1 key. Move to object with focus. Home. Get the object at the active cursor. Numpad star.
Okay, stuff like that. And it's not that's not really in a list you can browse. It's just spoken. But there is a list you can browse. If you exit the layer and then go to HSC mods, which is Alt-Control-Shift-H, at the bottom of that list is a link to a new page. And if you open that page, you'll get all these hotkeys listed here for the object browsing. That also said that when we were in the layer here, that I pressed F1 and it said you could double click that and get a list of sounds. So I'll do that.
Press enter on an item to hear the associated sound. If your arrow keys are not viewing the virtual buffer, press the PC cursor key to exit the navigation layer and view the buffer.
Okay, I think pushing that key sounds like a good idea.
Virtual PC.
So I did it, and now I'm in the virtual buffer.
An object with children.
And that's, now we got a list we can down arrow through that describes the various events at which we're going to play sounds. And that's one of them.
An object with children.
And if I push enter on it, it'll play the sound and tell you the file name.
File children, WAV.
So that's it.
File children, WAV. An object with elements that has children. File children elements WAV.
So you can, those files are located in the sounds folder under the settings ENU, that explore my settings folder in JAWS. So you can go screw around with the Signscape if you really, really want to. Alrighty. So there you go. That's object browsing and hotspot clicker. I hope you have a good time with it. Turns out to be useful for you. And, happy object clicking.